The Chaim Chadish says, Vayhi, what's the Vayhi? What's the Russian Tsar? Russian Tsar is Vabishalach Pari. The Pari sent Klal Yisrael, so Chaim says. If Pari wouldn't have, he was the one that said, Kumu Tzu, go get out of here. So he thought, Apesha Os, Apesha Hitti. He thought that what? That if we can, if he sent us out, he can get us back again. So the Vayhi is because Bishalach Pari is on. But he is because Mishalach Pari is on. Pari sent him. In other words, there was an Achiza of Pari over here, and that was the big brach. And that's why he thought that he had the koyach to come and chase us, and that caused the whole tsar. And then we discussed it once. Marinan, that's the sod. That's the holy sod. The sod of Shir Sayam. The holy sod of Shir Sayam is, we said that Klal Yisrael is, Yisrael is Rosh Tevis, Yashar Kale. Yashar Kale and Shir Kale. Right? That's the Yisrael. We discussed, I mean, there's a Yisod. We discussed this once, the Goyish, the national anthem that all the Goyim sing. The goy, every nation has a tsar, and they sing a national anthem to their tsar. That's why they used to go out to Milchama. They used to go out to Milchama with playing the national anthem. They used to go out with drums instead of carrying drums. They should carry an extra artillery piece. What's the sod? The sod is that when they sing the national anthem, they connect to their tsar. Shira, you always connect to your shoresh. That's the way we know. That's the famous sod in Shira. That's when all Shira, you always go back to the same, the first stanza. Shem Shabbos, you sing, and back again to the original one. Ma'ididus, back to this aning. Kariban, back everything. You always go back to the shoresh because the whole sod of Shira is that you connect to your shoresh. Every ummah has a tsar in Shemayim. Every woman has a sar. When they sing the national anthem, they connect to their sar, and then they connect to their shoresh chaim, and that gives them the courage to be moisa nefesh to their sar. So that's why they always used to sing the national anthem. That's the koyach of their sar. It's famous meister about Trev in the early years of Nisius. He got up once and he said something about the French national anthem. He says, we're going to take it, the Kedusha, I've forgotten exactly what he said. And he started singing it for Halal, and they sing it for Halal. And very shortly afterwards, the French people changed something in the national anthem. So in other words, because you machnia the goyim, you have to be machnia first the Tsar, the Malach. And that's the machnia, that's the B'chinah Shem. Klal Yisrael, we sing Shira Kav Yachal, we don't have a Sherish in Olam Yitzira, our Sherish is the Sherish of Ben Shalom. Melech Malcha Nochem, he's our Sherish. Right? And that's the sod of Yisrael, as Rosh HaTev is Yashar Kale. Yashar Kale means direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Yashar is Rosh HaTev is Shir. Yashar Kale and Shir Kale, it's the same thing. In other words, through our Shir, their Shir takes them only up to the Olam Yitzira, which is the Olam of all the Melochim and all the spiritual Koichas. But our Shir takes us, Shir Kale takes us to Yashar Kale. When we machnia the Sar, the Malach of the Goyim, when Megala that we sing a Shir, our Shir is the Hechsa Shir. When did Yaakov get his name Yisrael? After he was machnia the Malach of Esav. Machnia the Malach of Esav, then they changed his name to Yisrael, because then he was Megala, he was Yashar Kale. So when he was Megala the Yashar Kale, what did he tell the Malach? What did the Malach tell him? Higiyah Aleim Ashira, my time has now arrived to say Shira. What's the Sod? The Sod is that Yaakov was machnia the Malach till the Malach, who's the sign of Shira to the Rabbi Nishalena? Say the Malach is Megala, the Shir Kale, the Shir of Klal Yisrael, which is the Shir that's Yashar, that goes all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the whole Sod. Mitzrayim was the Klal that they felt that they also have a Yad in everything. They were Machashvim, you make down, we make down. You make Tzafadeh, you have your Koichas there. We also, every nation has their Koichas up there. But our Koich is what? Our Koich is a Koich Lamalav Mehem. Our Koich is, that's the Sod of Yitzis Mitzrayim, is Lo Yaredei Malach, Lo Yaredei Sorof, Lo Yaredei Shliach, Ela Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Dafka? Because that's the Sod of Yitzis Mitzrayim. They have a Shoirish, they have a Sar Shal Mitzrayim, and every nation has a Sar. Oh, but the nation of every Tsar, that's the highest they go. Klal Yisrael is Rebbein Shalom, is Mapel Nisorim, Lo Yaredei Malach, Ali Dei Malach, then they make dam and we make dam. No, Chas V'Shalom, no, Shvoch v'chvoide v'atzmo, Yashar Kale, Yashar Kale, goes straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sod of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mela, that's why the final touch, the back of a patisher, Yitzias Mitzrayim had to come through a Shira, because Shira is Yashar Kale. Yashar Kale means then when we machnia Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says in this week's parashah, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisei achreim, it says Rashi, they saw the sash of Mitzrayim coming down from Shemayim, Lazalem, the sah is getting involved. And then when they were mappled the Tsar, so now the Tsar is not in the way anymore. So now direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you sing Shira, then we sang the Hilgah Shira Sayyam. That's the Sod HaMalchus. Who composed all the Shiras and Zmiras? David HaMelech. What's Malchus? Malchus is Lesla Migar Miklum. Lesla Migar Miklum means who is that? Just the Rabbi Shalom. Yashar Kel. Just the Rabbi Shalom. There's no intermediary. There's nothing. Es Tzemach David Avducha. Kol Mashakona Evet. Kona Rabboi. So there's no that we discussed that once. Yashar Shloim Al Kisi Hashem. How can you sit on Kisha Hashem? Only a Melech can. Why? Because a Melech's not there, Bechlal. He's only a mirror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's complete to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashar Kel. There's no intermediary. There's no Ishtadlus. There's nothing. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why Yehuda is the Sharish of Malchus, and Yehuda has in his name Yudke Vovke. In other words, it's a mirror of Yudke Vovke. That's who a Melech Yisrael is. And the Ketato, we discussed, the Ketato is the Malchus down here, is the Shechinah Kedusha down here. And before the Ketato, there's the Dalit. Because Yehuda is showing that would be that the Ketato is what Yehuda really is representing over here. And there there's a Dalit, it's not me Bechlal, Dalit. It's not me Bechlal, it's all the Rabban Shalom, it's all the Rabban Shalom. Yud Kei Vav, Dalit! Just before as a Hakdama to the Ketato, which is Malchus down here, it's a Dalit, there's nothing here, it's only the Rabban Shalom. That's the sword of Yehuda. So Dovda Melech, he's the one who composes all the Negunim, because he's Malchus, and Malchus is Leslamigar Miklom, it's all the Rabban Shalom, so he's the one who sings Shira. And that's the whole sod of Sukkot Zimra. That's why Sukkot Zimra we discussed means Sotchale Sizmar, Zmira means Sizmar. What are we cutting? The Torah says the Olam HaYetzirah is full of these intermediaries. And therefore, for us to get to where we sing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to cut through, we have to pave ourselves a path. The Shlach HaKadosh says that the Olam HaYetzirah and the Olam is packed, laced, pomeroy. There's not an empty spot. There's Koychas HaToyv and Koychas HaRa. It's jam packed. For us to get Yashar straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to pave a way. How do we pave a way? Through Zmira. That's when the Shira gets the name Zimra, because then we have to take our knives and we have to cut through. How do we cut through? Kashira is we're climbing up to Arsharish. Arsharish is higher than Yetzira. For that we need tools. Masmeros. It's called Masmeros. Masmeros means that they used to use to cut the tour. Masmeros. So Masmeros is that our share, we have to use the tools of Zmira. And that's Sukkot de Zimra. Because there we're going through Olam HaYetzira. And we're breaking through to Olam HaYetzira. And we're broken through. We're at the end of Olam HaYetzira already. And then there's no Zmira left. And all that's left is Zmira is Shir, and that's why we say the Shir Sayam at the end of Sukkot Zimra. There there's only Shira, and that's the Yashar Kale. And that's why the Shir Sayam ends. Hashem Yimloich, Havai Yimloich, Loinam Void. There's nothing else. Less Lemi Garmi Klum. There's only the Malchus, the only Hashem Yimloich, Loinam Void. There's only the Malchus, and that's the highest, and that's the highest Makor. That's the sod of Sukkot Zimra. Meila, that's all Toichem Dvor of the Heligor Chaim HaKadosh. Because he says, Vayihi, what was the Vay? That at this point, B'shalach Parayas Ha'am. There was still another hand involved over here. Because there was another hand involved over here, so Meila, therefore, he felt, therefore, that was the Kitrig over here. There's still another hand over here. And Meila, therefore, it says, Rabban Shalom, after in the Parasha, Ma Titzak Eloi. Now there's the man of no Ishtadlus of anybody. No Ishtadlus of anybody. Havaya Yilochim Lochem. Hashem. So that's the sod of Pesukah Dezimra. Sod of Pesukah Dezimra is we have to take the Zmira, we have to make Shira out of it. And then we get Yashar Kel. And then from Pesukah Dezimra we go into Krishma. What's Krishma? Hashem Echad? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now he's only Elokeinu because the other Umus have theirs. After Pesukah Dezimra, we've cut away all the intermediaries. Now we're ready to say Shema, and that's the thing. And that's the Sod of Parshas B'Shalach. That's the Sod of B'Shalach. Paro Yisra'om, and that's why it's Vayi. But then the Rebbeinu Shlom's Mapir their Sa'ah. The Shoitim, they use their Sa'ah. They use the Malach. And once the Rebbeinu Shlom's Mapil the Malach, so then there's nothing left of him. And that was that. That's the whole. It's a big Yisod. All the Markovis Paro. These are all chariots. He came with the best chariots. He came with Ich Bin Do. That's what he came with. Verbistim. And then that was all taken away, and what was left was Nizgale, was Shira, Yosha, Kale, Shir Kale. That's the sod that we've discussed. The Bereshis is Rosh Hatevis, Toaf Shir. Why? Because Bereshis, it says, Bishul Yisrael, Shnikra Reshis. Who's around then? Only Yisrael. The rest of Bria wasn't there yet. So there's no intermediaries. It says, Rabban Shalom, at that point of Bereshis, where there's only me and Yisrael, Bereshis, Toaf Shir. This is the Shir that I want. Because this is the Shir that we sing, Yosha, Kale. Because nothing else was created yet. So that moment, that was the Bechinah of Bereshis. And that's the clip of Amalek at the end of the parasha. Because Amalek is also Rashis. Rashis going Amalek. So he, Keilu, wants to go all the way into that Rashis that there should be a hefsek between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sticks himself into that Rashis. to break the Shira. So that's why in the after Shas Hayom, Amalek comes. And that's how we break Amalek is, Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hands, and we go, Yisrael Mishavdim, Klapi Ma'ala, Mishavna Avim Shabashamayim, that there's nothing else between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Hachno of Amalek. That's the Chutzpah of Amalek. He sticks his head into that point where nothing else was there, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by the Mechias Amalek, about it, then there's a day of Mishtev and Simcha and singing, like Mor Megillah says, and when Yidna V'Suda, as we sing Shiras and Shishbochas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And that's what Achnov Amalek, we sing Mordecai Shira to Hashem, because we sing Shira to Hashem, because Mechias Amalek means we took away that Nakuda that tries to get there in the Rishis, where there's not supposed to be anything between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you take him out of it, then it's so clear that there's the Bechina of Yashakel. That's the whole Sod of Zmiris and Shabbos. Zmiris and Shabbos, we said before, Shabbos is Megoy Sheshavas Chayav Misa. Shabbos is no intermediaries allowed in. Why? Because Beini Levein Bnei Yisrael, Oisi Loina. Beini Levein Bnei Yisrael, there's nothing between me and Klal Yisrael. Beini Levein Bnei Yisrael, Oisi Loina. So Veda, therefore, can go Sheshavas Chayav Misa. So at that time on Shabbos, where there's Taka nothing, where we can be Dovek to our, we can be Dovek to our Shurish without disturbances, Shabbos is a Zman of Shira. Shabbos is a Zman of Shira. That's for all the Shiras of Shabbos, we keep on going back to our Shema Shabbos, we sing a bit more, but we keep on going back to the Shirish. We feel the Shirish so much, and that's why Shabbos is Zechel of Masa Bereshis, and Shabbos is Zechel of Tzias Mitzrayim. Because Masa Bereshis is Bereshis. There's nothing else there. Asa Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Bishwin Yisrael, Shnikra Bereshis. So at that point, Torah Shir. So Shabbos is Zechel of Masa Bereshis, Daf Mazingen. And Shabbos is also Zechel of Tzias Mitzrayim. Because that was the whole Likud of Tzias Mitzrayim, the Gemar. The Gemara, when the Mitzrayim got their last knock, then they broke into a Shira. Because Mitzrayim were sorcerers, they were magicians. The whole time they were trying to say, you have your Shirish, we have our Shirish. You make down, we make down. You make stuff out there, we make stuff. We all have a Shirish up there. Oh, but Shabbos is Megala, that their Shirish is only way it's here. Our Shabbos is all the way up to Melech Melech HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in that Shabbos, the Shabbos Kodesh, is there, it's Beini B'Bnei Yisrael, Oisi L'Oilam, that's a time to sing Shira, that's a time to... So that's why the Shira and Shabbos go together. So this Shabbos is Shabbos Shira. Shabbos and Shira is Ein Zach. It's Shabbos and it's Shira. It's Yasha. It's the Rebbein Shalom. Nothing else. That's why Yid must be Melacha on Shabbos. Melacha means Hishtadlis. There's no Hishtadlis. On Shabbos it's called Kulis. It asks, everything comes from the Rebbein Shalom. The Hilgur of Tzadik says, all Indian is that during the week we have to do melacha. Shabbos, the sod of Shabbos is with megala that all the melacha we do during the week is not really us. All the melacha we do during the week is bechlan on us. In other words, we take all that melacha and we ma'al it HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show that it's not really our shtadlis. It's not our shtadlis. Mitin gunish. All the shtadlis that we do is all the Rabban Shalom doing it. That's the sod of Shabbos. The goyim says, Ritzot, why can't they keep Shabbos? Because their whole life is their shtadlis. They work and they work and they work. They don't even like taking vacations. They want to work and work and work, because that's their getchka, that's their god. They work and work and work. So a day where you can't do any pe'ula, that's the bittel, that's their misa. That's the misa, that's the sod of Goyish Shabbos, Chayv Misa, Sodik says that we, even when we're working during the week, we're Megala, that's all the Rabban Shalom. But they, their whole chiyus is from their work. As soon as you take their work away, is they're gone. So Shabbos takes their work away. Kameda, what's left? If they don't have Ishtadlis, if their Pu'ula, if their Maisim is not theirs, so Vuz then is a shame. Gunish. And that's Shabbos. Shabbos is Goyish Shabbos, Chayv Misa. But Klal Yisrael Megala that all our Ishtadlis is all the Rabbeinu Shalom. So forget. We don't want the Ishtadlis. The Ishtadlis comes from Bezei HaSapecha Toich HaLochem. Comes from the Nochash. We don't want it. We want to be Megala that our Ishtadlis is all the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Sod of Shabbos.